Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. Diehard Frank here with Hubbo.
And the early Merry Christmas edition of Who's Talking starting early because of the Virginia Tech broadcast. So hopefully our loyal listener base got the message and they're tuning in early to hear the good news coming out of Charlottesville. What a game yesterday. Huh? The Virginia basketball team just seems to get more impressive with each outing.
Well, you won't get any argument from me. One thing's for certain. UVA has now held 35 straight opponents, all comers, under 50% shooting from the field. Let me tell you, folks, that is basketball. That is serious basketball.
And I think they psyched people out because, you know, some of the shots that Harvard got in the first half actually were open looks, but they couldn't make them either. So it must be they know somebody's coming at them or something. But that was kind of a pathetic display of offense by the Harvard Crimson yesterday. But Virginia, that certainly, even Coach Bennett had to be happy with that first half defensive effort.
Further still, the Wahoos looked awfully good last Thursday night against Cleveland State, particularly when you consider that they just finished their exams. Coming off 12 and a half, 13 days, whatever.
12 days, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, at times they looked a little ragged, but you know what? They also, there were moments where they dialed it up and got exactly the shot they wanted from exactly the player they needed. And, you know, I tell you one thing, teams need to make sure they know where Justin Anderson is lurking on the floor. And now that Nolte is coming to life.
Yeah, if he starts making shots, and then, of course, yesterday, Mike Toby had a terrific game. So, I mean, you know, you look at Virginia and you think Perantes, Gill, Anderson, and Brogdon. If you add Nolte and Toby into that offensive mix,
scary.
You know, sky's the limit. I mean, and
Shayok. Don't forget Mariel Shayok.
Oh, yes.
He's a player.
He can make some jump shots as well. So, and Wilkins coming off the bench. So, I mean, a lot of weapons that Coach Bennett has, and if they play defense the way they have been, and you have to assume they will continue to do that unless key injuries come along, and we hope that doesn't happen. Virginia's going to be a contender all the way.
Speaking of Virginia, number five in the AP poll now. They have been in number five in the USA Today poll. The only people in front of the Wahoos now are Kentucky, Duke, Arizona, and Louisville. And Virginia's going to get a firsthand look at Duke and Louisville this season.
We'll take care of them ourselves.
And then we're going to knock off Kentucky and Arizona in the NCAAs.
Well, I told my wife yesterday watching the game, I said, we ought to just skip the season, go straight to the Monday night championship game, Kentucky-Virginia. Get it on and get it over with. That would be an interesting matchup. And speaking of discussions of Kentucky and others, we're going to hook up with my friend Dan Bonner, former Cavalier and longtime TV analyst, to get his input on college basketball, both nationally, ACC, and Virginia. And I think we got him on right now. Dan, as I say, he was a co-captain of the Virginia team. He was the women's coach at Virginia for a couple of seasons, has been on TV probably longer than Dick Vitale.
But now, Jim, you don't have to go revealing all my secrets.
But, you know, I think you give your analysis is probably a little more scientific than Dick's, but we won't go there. But at any rate, good friend of the program, Dan Bonner, joining us tonight back home over in the Valley of Virginia. Let's start with the national scene. You know, a lot of people are pointing toward the Kentucky-Louisville game this weekend, thinking that if Kentucky beats Louisville, they may go undefeated through the regular season. First of all, how do you see the Kentucky-Louisville game itself, and talk a little bit about Kentucky?
Jim, obviously, I think that's going to be a very good game. I think people are looking forward to that game for a reason. Louisville is clearly one of the elite teams in the country, but Kentucky may be the elite team in the country. I think that game is being played at Louisville, which will make it a great game anyway. It's a great rivalry. I'm not sure that even if Kentucky wins the game, though, that they're going to go undefeated. That's just really hard to do. You have an off night. I mean, did anybody really expect that Texas Southern would beat Michigan State at Michigan State? So you never know what's going to happen. But I think that's going to be a tremendous, tremendous basketball game. I'm looking forward to it.
Although some people say the only team that could beat Kentucky is Kentucky's second team.
and they may be correct about that, but that's one of the wonderful things. We'll let the basketball season play out. I mean, after all, Columbia got ahead of Kentucky 11-0. What if a better team gets ahead of Kentucky 11-0? Are they going to be able to come back and win the game? So I think that you never know what's going to happen in a college basketball game. You never know what's going to happen in a college basketball season. Kentucky's already had one injury, and I know that they have a very deep, deep squad populated by 37 McDonald's All-Americans. I understand all that, but you just never know how injuries, illnesses, guys getting suspended. There's all kinds of things that can happen between now and the end of the regular season.
Dan, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight.
How are you?
Doing great. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And to you. Thank you very much.
We are looking at the polls earlier and so forth and sort of, you know, looking back at some of the other numbers about the Virginia team and looking at the ACC. What are your general thoughts about the ACC at this point in time? How much of a change do you think you'll see by, say, mid-January?
I don't know how much is going to change by mid-January. My impression, Frank, is that the ACC is not quite what everybody thought it was going to be because the teams after the first few are not really as strong as we thought. I think, obviously, Duke is very good. Obviously, Louisville is very good. Obviously, Virginia is very good. I think North Carolina will be fine as the season goes on. And I think Notre Dame has really been a surprise and that they will, I think they'll have a pretty good season. But after you get past that, I think it's just all, you know, just toss it up. You just have no idea what's going to happen. You know, Georgia Tech, Boston College, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, they have really struggled. Florida State has not been as good as everybody thought they would be, although I saw them last week and they looked pretty good. North Carolina State has struggled at times. So I'm just not sure that from top to bottom, the league is as strong as everybody thought it was. At the media day, people were talking about how this might be the greatest league in the history of college basketball. And while it has really good teams at the top of the league, I don't think overall the league is anywhere close to that.
You know, Miami did beat Florida early in the season at Florida. And, you know, that coach knows a little bit about basketball.
But then they got beat by a directional school the other day.
Yeah.
Eastern Kentucky or somebody like that beat them at home and beat them badly.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Well, first of all, that was a game coming out of exams. And so you never like that. That was a game.
No, wait, hold. We may have news here. The Miami kids take exams?
I assume that they do, Jim.
Oh, okay. Breaking news. Fox News alert right there.
Larinaga confirms basketball team took exams.
And so that's the exam break always. Basketball teams run on routine, and the exam break always disrupts your routine. And so I think that's one thing. Another thing, you never know whether those kids had their one foot out the door waiting to go home for Christmas. You just don't know what's going on. And the other thing, I think Jim Larinaga is a great, great coach. And it's possible, I'm not saying this is the case, but it's possible that he had his guys so ready at the start of the season that Miami was as good as they were going to be all year at the start of the season. And as the season goes on, the question is, can they get better? Because I think everybody else is going to get better. So Miami obviously is an interesting case study. But again, I think that loss to Eastern Kentucky, for whatever reason, indicates that possibly the ACC is not going to be the most dominant league in the history of leagues.
Well, we're visiting with the former Cavalier and TV analyst Dan Bonner. But before we come back to the ACC in Virginia, let's just take another look at the national scene. I guess Arizona, Wisconsin, Villanova, what are some of the teams that you feel will be serious contenders come March?
Jim, I had the opportunity to see Arizona the other night in El Paso. And even in a game that they didn't necessarily play very well in front of a wild house, they found a way to win that game. I was extremely impressed with Arizona. They have weapons all over the place. They can score. They can defend. I really like them. Villanova, they play that guard or perimeter-oriented style. They play it as well as anybody. They were fortunate in coming back to beat Syracuse, but I think they're certainly one of the country's elite teams. Wisconsin, everybody stopped talking about them after they lost that one game to Duke, but I still think they're the class of the Big Ten, and they are going to be really a force that you're going to have to reckon with once we get to the NCAA tournament in March. But I think there's some really good teams at the top of the rankings. Mm-hmm. You know, to my mind, one of the surprise teams in the country, Jim, is Maryland. Maryland is playing really, really well, particularly even though Virginia beat them. That doesn't take anything away, in my mind, from Maryland's performance so far this season, particularly without one of their best players.
Des Wells, and I think there was another kid that was not playing.
Yeah, one of their big men is out. Yeah.
Evan Smotrich. Smotrich missed a number of games, and they're working him back in the rotation now. But I know they're not in the ACC anymore, but this is a team that I think, in Maryland, I think they can contend in the Big Ten. I think that they're an NCAA tournament team, and I think they'll be a tough out when you get to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, my feeling was,
as well.
Looking at the Virginia situation, having beaten Maryland on the road and VCU on the road, those two wins are going to look really good come selection time.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, Jim, but I think Virginia, with the way they're playing, they're going to perform so well in the ACC that it doesn't really make much difference what they do in the non-conference season. You go in to the Atlantic Coast Conference and you win 13 or 14 games, and I think Virginia is certainly capable of that, then it doesn't matter what you did in the non-conference part of the schedule. But I think you're right. Those wins are going to be very, very good wins. But I think the Cavaliers, and barring some disaster, some injury to, you know, Justin Anderson or Malcolm Brogdon that puts them out for an extended period of time, I just see Virginia getting better as the season goes on. This is a very, very impressive Cavalier team.
Speaking of Maryland, a former ACC founding member, they are now number 15 in both polls, AP and USA Today. And I saw a ACC release that still had, with the listing of the polls, and they still had Maryland bolded, which I thought was obviously sort of a funny error. But, you know,
it's
look,
hard for us. It's, you know, Frank, one thing in this part of the world, it's hard for us to change. And so the ACC, everybody in the ACC still getting adjusted to that. And so are, I've done a few Maryland games this year, and so are the people at Maryland.
Well, it's got to be confusing as heck for particularly the older alumni and fans to for them in College Park to say we're in the Big Ten. I'm sure that's got to be like the most bizarre.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Bonner and I have a 40-year history with the University of Virginia, and every season that I have ever had any acquaintance with, the season ended playing Maryland, either in Charlottesville or College Park. So it's going to be a little strange. It's going to be strange to end the season, the regular season this year, at Louisville.
But, you know, Jim, 10 years from now, everybody will think that that's the way we've always done it. And I think the landscape in college basketball has obviously changed. I really wish Maryland were still in the Atlantic Coast Conference, but I think Louisville is a very good addition to the conference. I think Maryland is going to really enjoy their time in the Big Ten. I think, you know, those other teams coming in there. And, Frank, you've worked with Jim long enough to know that older alumni are confused by a lot of things, but I think that the Maryland folks will adjust.
You know,
I'm lucky to find a studio.
Trust me, we know this. looking at the Virginia basketball schedule, there are three games still listed with game times that are to be announced. Virginia's first ACC game, January 3rd at Miami, which I believe Miami is 9-3, maybe either 9-3, 9-2, and that game is going to be on ESPN2. But they at this date, they have still not identified the start time for that game. Jim, check that and see if I'm right. We're looking at
well, Frank, with the kind of money ESPN is paying the Atlantic Coast Conference, they can wait until 5 minutes before the game to decide what time the game is.
Good point. And then also notice the Duke game, which I'm sure people would love to have tickets for, but it's been sold out since last season on Saturday, January 31st. And then for whatever reason, the game on March 7th, the last game of the regular season, Virginia at Louisville, is still no time has been announced yet. But
Frank, they're going to want to put those games, particularly the last two games you mentioned, in optimum time slots. Those games are going to be they're going to have a lot of eyes on them, but they're hedging their bets. It's possible that, you know, if Virginia stumbles out of the gate, then that Duke and Louisville games, they may not be such big games, or you could get to the point where those are games between the number two and number three teams in the country.
Right.
And that Louisville game could be a game that involves, you know, again, top five teams at the end of the regular season. My heavens, That would be a huge game.
Oh, by the way, for the purpose of this show, we always talk about if Duke or Louisville stumble.
Yes.
We don't talk about Virginia stumbling.
Well, okay, I understand that. Thank you. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm trying to maintain a.
I know you're trying to be unbiased.
You're trying to be neutral,
here.
But see, you're not. You know, you're not on TV tonight.
Sometimes that's frustrated us Wahoos that you're too neutral when you're covering a Virginia game. You're supposed to be partisan.
If you were playing in the game, I would have a hard time being neutral.
Well, that's true. Very true. But
I don't really know any of those guys. Heck, probably I don't know anybody who's still there who was there when you and I were there. It's been 130 years ago.
It has been a little bit of a turnover.
Even Rich Murray has retired, which is kind of a bummer. We miss him every week.
But, Matt, you know, with Virginia, what's the key to making Virginia – what has allowed them in the last couple of years to become an elite team rather than just a good team?
Jim, I think that Tony Bennett has found the pieces that fit his puzzle. I had many conversations with Tony, and one thing he told me is that he and his dad, in talking about building programs, decided that your fifth year was the key year, and that was last year for Virginia. That by that point, you should have everything in place. You should have your system in. You should have the kind of guys that you need. Your recruiting should be oriented in the proper direction. And so Tony Bennett and his staff have done that. And I think that they've got obviously very, very talented players. They've had a little bit of luck. You know, Justin Anderson, who's their key player, he had signed with, you know, he had committed to Maryland, and he was going to go to Maryland until Gary Williams left. So that helps that now he's at Virginia. But you take good planning, you take obviously a lot of preparation, you get a little bit of luck, and I think that's what's going on at Virginia. Obviously, Tony Bennett knows what he's doing, and he's got the proper players for what he wants to do, and I think Virginia's got it rolling. They have not a good team, but they have a good program now.
How good is Duke?
I think they're extremely good. But again, they're a team that's what happens if Okafor Blake breaks his leg? Then I think they've got nowhere to go. So Duke is a real good team, but they don't have the kind of margin for error that, say, Kentucky might have. But I think Duke is one of the elite teams in the country, clearly. I think Louisville is one of the elite teams in the country. I think Virginia is one of the elite teams in the country. And when is the last time that people have been able to say that?
Probably not since Bonner and Hobgood were playing, I don't think.
Well, they certainly didn't say it when we were there. Possibly when Ralph Sampson was there.
Yeah, well, maybe I do.
Well, this team, I have said from even before the season began, this Virginia team is the deepest, most athletic team, to my eyes, that Virginia's had since Ralph's teams.
Well, you know, that may be true. They had some really good teams there with, Corey Alexander and Junior Burrow, they were real good teams. They actually went to an Elite Eight, didn't they?
Yes.
So they've had some good teams, but it's been a while since you have a team that's so good at Virginia coming off the spectacular season that they had last year. I mean, you only need two fingers to count how many ACC championships Virginia has captured. And I mean the real ACC championship, not this ACC regular season champions nonsense. The ACC champion is the tournament winner. And as I say, you don't have to extend yourself very far to find out how many Virginia has won. And so when you have this kind of a team coming off a team that did what they did last year, this is impressive.
All right, Dan, what we'd like to do is carry you over the break if you can stay with us.
Sure.
All right, this is Who's Talking. We have Dan Bonner on the line with us tonight. Stay with us. We'll come back on the other side and finish up with Dan. Stay with us.